What about the vagina? WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Will Smith, how hard is it coming up with all those great movies?
We got the top 10 movies of all time. And we realized that 10 out of 10 were special effects movies. 9 out of 10 were special effects movies with creatures. And 8 out of 10 were special effects movies with creatures and a love story. So Independence Day and Men in Black were really no-brainers.
The Don and Mike okay. Show is here and I like it.
I had a hit single on the radio for 30 days before I graduated from high school. And that's dangerous. You don't want to have a hit record on the radio when you're in high school.
Shut up.
It just seemed easy.
So that was when you were 18?
18, yeah.
Where were you at 19?
The tide turned somewhat at 19. The IRS came and took all my stuff. They were talking about I didn't send them no money, you know. And I just didn't think it didn't need to be such a big issue. So,
how much did they want?
It's like 2.8 or something like that.
How much did you have?
I had $2.83.
Oh, Will.
So successful.
You went through $5-6 million?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, well, at least he's humble about it, right?
Yeah, very humble.
Idiots, because they choose to be. Don and Mike.
Will Smith swimming in Lake Mead.
And it didn't matter because he's so incredibly successful now.
You know who else is smart and successful?
Who?
Hi, Joe!
None more successful. A multi-business entrepreneur.
Right. Joe spelled Hannah, H-A-N-N-A.
Very close.
Hana. He turned it into something Islamic.
Hana Montana.
He would have spelled it right if it had been part of one of his harebrained get-rich-quick schemes.
Rob, you got to write this stuff for him on the website.
I don't know. I think it's kind of cute.
It says, Don and Mike have Hana Montana tickets. There's a picture of Hana.
Did he spell Montana correctly?
Yes. It says, hey, Hana, or hey, MILFs. Only you can win Hana Montana tickets. For your kids from Don and Mike.
Hello, I would like to speak with Hana Montana.
You just have to play a little game for them.
For them.
Exclamation point. It's MILF strip trivia.
Is Joe still in the RIF program? Or is that program over now?
Reading
is fundamental.
Still around.
Send us an email to email@donandmikewebsite.com with your phone number and email address and maybe a little bit how hot you are and ..
Well, okay, I didn't think we were accepting.
Hi, Joe!
On this particular flight, I didn't think we were accepting email applications.
No, but I did say you could shoot us an email and we might call you back if you had a really
compelling,
good story.
A good resume.
Perhaps a picture.
If you're hot as balls. Now, listen, Joe said that too, and I think that's dangerous because who knows what picture these women could be sending us.
Right. It could be like the phone sex line.
Here's the Bard.
A picture and a paragraph.
The legendary Bard.
Hello, Hana.
If you click on where it says to click, it gives you the rest of the details.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me click on more.
And refresh, and I believe Hana will be spelled correctly.
Let me see.
Hana Montana.
Oh, and the winner also gets $1,000.
That's the detail?
You got to go to the second page for that.
Ah.
Right? Just for that? That's all you added.
Hey, you know what, really? If you're confused on the punctuation, just use dots. Mm-hmm. Dots can replace any punctuation.
You know it's really smart?
What?
When you have a website, this is for us, which is really smart, and you have the ads by Google, and on the top of our webpage, mm-hmm. it's got a big Google banner ad for Sirius.
Hey, their money's green.
That's right.
Just like anybody else.
Absolutely. All right, ladies. Hana. Montana.
Hana. Hana.
All right. Strip trivia information on our website.
Very good.
You know something we did not do last week that we've wanted to do ever since the Packers came back into the national spotlight?
Right.
Was to call the bars of Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
We love calling as Vince Lombardi.
Right.
Just to see how Packer fans are doing.
How you doing there, Packer fans?
As you know. Packer fans, I don't call us Packer Nation.
No.
Just Packer fans are concerned about Brett.
That's because Packer Nation would be stealing. Nation has already been taken. Mm-hmm.
It it was stolen by the Red Sox because the Raiders came up with it foist.
Did they really?
I swear to Christ, there was something called Raider Nation long before there was any other nation.
But the Red Sox fans made it stick.
Did they make it their own dog?
They did.
No one can take that away from them.
Raider Nation.
I'm telling you, that's where it started.
Yeah, you're right. Raider Nation.
Anyway, so Packer fans are concerned about Brett.
Sure.
Well, Packers have Packer backers.
And Packer tractors.
The Packer tractor for only, well, at least it was 5 years ago, $30,000.
Now, there are so many different bars in Green Bay right by the stadium.
Well, what else is there to do up there? It's cold. They want to, you know, root for the Packers and drink.
Mm-hmm. All of them with names like, there's one that's called just The Sports Bar.
The Sports Bar.
And there's another one called Sports Corner.
Sports Corner. And that's a new one. That's a newfangled gimmicky name.
Anduzzi's Sports Club.
Mm-hmm.
Sports Stadium View.
Hey, what did you say? Did you say it's Anduzzi's?
Anduzzi's Sports Club.
A-N-D-U-Z-Z-I?
Yes, sir. Wow.
We should call and ask. I'd like to speak to Tony Anduzzi, please.
I'm guessing, Vince.
Yes?
That if the last letter of a person's name is A-E-I-O-U, they're Italian.
Let's That's get our right. Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style. Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel?
Jesus.
Right? The ultimate CEO?
Jesus.
Biggest celebrity of them all?
Jesus.
Who's down with G-O-D?
I am, but Jesus, what a game. Favre, pulling himself out? Why? Because his fingers tingled? What the hell's that about? I'm disappointed. Marie, I'd like another black coffee, please.
Who are you?
This is the ghost of Vince Lombardi.
Scared kids?
I'd like to speak to Tony Anduzzi, please.
Hi, Anduzzi's. Hi, this is the Don and Mike radio show. Do you have a second to come on the radio with us to talk about the Green Bay Packers?
I don't know anything.
Would you mind coming on the air with us for a second?
It doesn't matter. You'll have fun.
Oh, no. Hold on. I'll get somebody on that knows something.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
There's the accent.
No.
What kind of accent is that? I don't believe in accents.
Scared kids?
Woo! Hope this isn't the beginning of the end, Packer fans.
Hey, Mike.
Packer backers.
I'm going to be somebody else. I'm Max McGee.
Hey, Max.
I just fell off my roof.
Would you ever pull yourself out of a game because your fingers tingled?
Never, Vince.
Numbness. You know what numbness was? Frostbite. We had the whole team on the frozen tundra with frostbite. Would they pull themselves out of the game, Max?
No, Coach.
Not a chance.
Coach.
Yeah.
I like your wife beater.
Thank you very much. Marie gave this to me. Every Christmas, like it or not, 14 undershirts. Just like the one I'm wearing.
You want a cigarette, Coach?
I'd like a cigarette and my trench coat, please.
Sure.
But we should remind ourselves that the important thing... Hello?
They just hung up on us.
Oh, no.
Hey, Anduzzi. I got your Anduzzi right here. Look what I'm gripping.
All right, hold on a second.
Time to call another Packer bar.
Stadium Sports View.
I should point out that when you call bars in Green Bay, the most important thing is to pay attention to the task at hand. First off, you want to ask the fans how they're feeling after the recent defeat. Then you want to say what they think their chances are for the upcoming games. Who's on our schedule, Max? Who do we have next in line? Who's the next sufferer? McGee, I'm talking to you. Quit your laughing. If more Packers took it seriously, they wouldn't be laughing hysterically. Jesus. I got a corn that's killing me. I'm going to slice. Give me a penknife. I'm going to slice a hole in my loafer.
It's called the sports bar on Holmgren Way.
Paul Holmgren. That guy's a fag.
Mike Holmgren.
Mike Holmgren. That's right. It's Paul Horning. Mike Holmgren. Max McGee, Forrest Gregg. God, I tell you, last night, Marie's cacciatore. Jesus.
Hold the bar.
Hi there. This is the Don and Mike Show in Washington, D.C. and on the air throughout the nation. Hello, Green Bay Packers fans. You got a second to talk to us on the radio?
Yeah, hang on. Let me switch to a different phone. Hang on.
Great. Thank you.
Ask him if he'd like to speak with the ghost of Vince Lombardi.
I shall.
And his total disappointment at their Thursday performance.
I shall.
Candy ass, pulling himself out of the game. Oh, my elbow hurts. I swear to God, if Bart Starr had a double amputation, We'd sew it back together and put him back on the field.
Hey, Ghost of Vince, let
ooh,
me ask...
Ooh, look at me floating around your studio, Don.
Let me ask you a question, Transparent Vince.
Woo!
Would you have called two timeouts in a row at the end of a game like Joe Gibbs did?
You mean to ice the kicker?
All right.
Yes. Hey. Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show, and we're big Packer fans.
Okay.
And we have a feature on our show where we channel former Packer greats, and we were wondering if you or anyone in your bar wanted to talk about the game Thursday night and about Brett's injury and maybe channel someone with us. It'd be fine if it was you. Are you a Packer fan?
Oh, yeah.
What's your name, my friend?
My name's Shannon.
Shannon? Ooh. As in Shannon Sharp.
Close enough. That works, yeah.
Close enough. My name's Don, lifelong Packer fan, wearing a Packer sweatshirt right now.
Woo!
Wearing Packer socks. Hold on.
Awesome.
Woo!
Hold on. I feel something.
Woo, it's me. You know who you're speaking with, Packer fan?
Who's that?
Oh, God, I don't know. Who is it?
I'm the ghost of Vince Lombardi.
Oh.
What'd you think of their performance, Packer fan? Mighty disappointing, eh?
Yeah, it was.
You know why it was?
Why?
They didn't apply themselves to the task at hand, which is winning a football game against the Dallas Cowboys, against Tony Romo. I was disappointed and disgraced by the Packers. What do you have to say to that? Woo, Packer fan.
The ghost.
Oh, laughing. I tell you,
disgraced.
There are a lot of people laughing. Let me tell you my philosophy of coaching. I always thought that laughter was the key to a losing season. And there's too much smiling going on in Packerland right now. I don't care that you've got a good record. Your record right now is totally insignificant. Do you understand me?
No, not really, because they're in first place.
All right, I don't care if you don't understand me. Repeat after me, Packer fan. I'm going to give you the drill. Are you ready?
All
woo!
Right.
Ooh.
Repeat
ooh.
After me. I, as a Packer fan.
Will not tolerate.
Nor accept. Anything but the maximum effort. To be given each and every day leading up to the game. And most importantly of all...
And most importantly of all...
On game day. There will be no taking myself out of the game. There will be no my fingers are tingling. There will be one thing and one thing only. And that is victory.
And now you got to tell them that
you
go. Hey, Ghost Vince, you got to say, gentlemen, there are three things in your life important to you. There's your family, there's your religion, and the Green Bay Packers... Not necessarily in that order.
That's right, because you know what the proper order is. What comes first in that equation?
Well, right now, the Packers.
The Packers! You're a smart young man. What's your name? I'm going to ask for your name. You're no longer going to be referred to simply as Packer fan.
Shannon,
that's right. We got that name before.
Yes, you did.
That's a girl's name, but I'll ignore that fact. Why do kids... There's Frank and Tony and Bert. Why do people have to name kids Shannon? I don't understand. Do you have a middle name that I could give you, Packer fan?
Thomas.
Tommy. How about Tommy?
Okay. Tommy,
I'll call you Tommy. Tommy, there's one thing you should know. In a Lombardi administration,
scared kid.
In a Lombardi administration, we do not tolerate anything but the ultimate in hard work. You understand me?
I understand.
That's Hold
right.
on, I'm getting a flashback, Vince. Vince, I'm getting a flashback.
Never really viewed myself as.
Oh, hold on, that's the wrong flashback.
That's Will Smith. Candy
I would
ass.
Say the first year, I doubt there will be a letdown. Really.
No.
Because I really think there's going to be a great deal of pride in the National Football League champion. There's going to be a great deal of pride in the American Football League champion.
Champion. And that's the way you say it, incidentally.
I know it's going to be scary.
It's champion. Tommy, I'm speaking to you.
I'm listening.
There's that laughter again. If you see a Packer fan during the next week before the game doing anything, laughing, smiling, doing anything but thinking about Packer football and the ultimate victory and our trip to the Super Bowl, smack him upside of the head.
I will do that.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
Are you ready for your ultimate test? Are you ready, Tommy? Tommy Packer fan?
Bring it.
This is the ghost of Vince Lombardi.
Are you wearing
an undershirt right now?
Yes, I am.
What kind of undershirt?
It's actually a Packer one.
A Packer undershirt.
That's got to be the right
That's
answer.
Acceptable. Yeah. I'm clapping my ghost-like hands. Now, let me ask you, does it have regular sleeves that are like short sleeves that come halfway down the bicep?
Short sleeve.
What I want you to do now is I want you to cut those sleeves off, and I want you to turn that Packer t-shirt into a tank top. A wife beater. You understand what I'm talking about?
I understand.
That's right. Now, what kind of slacks are you wearing? Are you wearing denim?
Khakis.
Khakis acceptable. Khakis are acceptable, but I think every Packer fan should wear wool dress pants to every game like I did. None of these dungarees that the kids wear. It makes me sick to my stomach. You understand me, Tommy Packer fan?
Yes, I do.
Are you disappointed about the recent loss?
Yes, I am.
What are we going to do to come back strong?
They're going to come back and kill Oakland.
Kill is a strong word that's against my Catholic faith.
Well,
I don't care for that. Killing.
Severely beat them.
Tommy Packer fan, use the word destroy. That's what I used to say.
Destroy.
The key is to destroy the opposition.
They're going
to
destroy the Raiders.
That's right, the Raiders. The Raiders don't have a chance against the Packers. You know why?
Why?
Do you know why, Tommy Packer fan? Because I won't let any candy-ass quarterback, no matter how big his head's gotten, pull himself out of a game because he's got a hangnail. Do you understand me?
Yes, I do.
Woo!
All right. It's been good talking to you, Tommy Packer fan.
Go, Pack, go. All right,
go
Tommy
pack,
Packer
go,
fan.
Exactly.
You know who you spoke with today?
The ghost of Vince Lombardi.
There you go. Right. Never forget it. Woo! And happy
this
Halloween.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
Take care, Packer fan.
No problem.
That's right. And make Brett shave, for God's sakes.
Make Brett what?
A three-day growth of beard does not belong on a Packers football team. I want clean-shaven short haircuts, and I want faces to be smooth and clean, with Aqua Velva splashed on afterwards, even if they're playing in the game. And if you have to go during the game, I always recommend urinating in the pants.
I'll tell Donald Driver to give him the message.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Tommy Packer fan.
Thank you, Tommy.
Woo!
Woo!
You were at the bar on Holmgren Way, right?
Yep. We're getting ready for the Donald Driver show, in fact.
Why don't I suggest you go to the bar on Lombardi Way? There is a Lombardi Way, am I correct?
Lombardi,
Tommy Packer fan?
Lombardi Avenue.
Lombardi Avenue, that's right. They don't give me a way, they give me an avenue, a broad street with many lanes. Is that right, Tommy?
That works for me.
That's right. And what was my wife's name?
Ingrid.
No, wrong. Marie. It was Marie Lombardi. Marie Lombardi, my child bride, who made a mean chicken cacciatore.
Ah, all right.
That's long before I died of the cancer.
And poor Max.
Max McGee.
Max,
how come you weren't there to catch him, Vince?
I'm terribly sorry that he fell down, but sometimes it's important. When a man falls down in the heat of battle, you should be there as a teammate and comrade to pick him up. It's very it's very important for all teammates and all coaches to remember that men are men, and men should act like men, and men should be men and pick each other up in times of need and strife. Do you serve liver at your restaurant?
Do we serve what?
Do they serve liver at your sports pub?
Liver.
Liver? No, they don't.
Well, God damn it, and excuse my French. I'm going to go to hell for saying that, but they should have liver and onions at every single bar in Green Bay. Do you understand, Tommy?
I understand.
And what's your name henceforth?
Pardon me?
Your name will be Tommy. Tommy Sports Fan. Do you understand? Tommy Packer Fan.
Tommy Packer Fan.
Put
yes,
that
I
girl's
do.
Name, Shannon, and put it away in your pink backpack.
Thank you, Tommy.
I will do that.
All right, so long.
Let's go Packers.
Go Pack.
Go Pack, go.
Go Pack.
All right.
All right, dude. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Hang the phone up now.
Where are you guys located?
We're loaded from heaven. That's where I'm calling you from.
All right.
I know it's going to be scary.
Scary. I am the ghost of Vince Lombardi.
The mercurial and brilliant head coach, Vince Lombardi.
There you are. Mercurial. I don't know what it means, but it's a good word.
The mercurial and brilliant head coach, Vince Lombardi.
That's right. That's the problem with all Packer fans. Huh? Too many candy asses.
The mercurial and brilliant head coach, Vince Lombardi.
Your fingers.
Green Bay to greatness.
If your fingers tingle, cut them off. Cut them off at the third knuckle.
Oh, we got to go. Thank
it's time to run.
Tommy, thank you.
Take care, Tommy.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye.
We do have scheduled next the world's biggest whore.
What are you talking about?
Next on our radio show.
A whore? Like a prostitute?
That's right.
That's a sin. That's a bad sin. That's a mortal sin. And you're going to hell for it.
Bye, Tommy.
Don't talk to her. Hey, Tommy.
Yeah?
Hang up the phone.
I don't want to.
You gotta hang it up now.
It's not every day I get to talk to Vince.
Here you go. If you hang up the phone, I will buy you a glass of milk. You're laughing. You're all laughing. Well, you know what? You're all candy asses.
Under Lombardi, the Packers were the most dominant team of their era.
That's right, because I didn't take any guff. No guff from my players.
All right, tell this guy to hang up. We got to go, Vince.
Tommy, put on a shirt and tie, hang up the phone, and go away right now.
Goodbye, my friend.
Fine, be that way.
Okay,
there he goes.
Bye-bye.
Bye!
Be that way, yes. Tommy. Young, soft. That's what's problem with the kids today.
We'll talk to Ahua.
Jesus, that's a sin!
We'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.